This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition, in John Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion. Calvin finishes his analysis of the civil government. He writes this, quote, "We are subject to the men who rule over us, but subject only in the Lord. If they command anything against him, let us not pay the least regard to it, nor be moved by all dignity which they possess as magistrates, a dignity to which no injury is done when it is subordinated to the special and truly supreme power of God. On this ground, Daniel denies that he had sinned in any respect against the king when he refused to obey his impious decree, because the king had exceeded his limits, and not only been injurious to men, but, by raising his horn against God, had virtually abrogated his own power." End quote. For the most part, Calvin's comments on obeying the civil magistrates seem absolute. In his 100 aphorisms, he writes that we are enjoined to obey not only good magistrates, but all who possess authority, though they may exercise tyranny. But shortly thereafter, he concedes that while God judges nations by raising up tyrants, like that which has happened under the Obama administration, God also rids the people of their tyrant by raising up from among their own subjects open avengers. That is what happened in colonial America. Certainly, the framers were acting within God's will when they threw off England. Finally, John Calvin also writes in his last aphorism that our obedience to magistrates ought to be such that the obedience which we owe to the King of Kings shall remain entire and unimpaired. The point with all this, and a fair reading of Romans 13 based on that passage and other imported passages, is that the civil government is supposed to facilitate duties owed to God, not interfere with them. The civil government is interfering with the family government's duty owed to God to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In that regard, they're out of their jurisdiction and should not be obeyed. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.